Hello, welcome to another voice note from the wilderness. I'm recording this on a beautiful spring day, so I'm hoping you get to hear a few of the sounds of the birds tweeting, because I think they're very happy to see the sunshine, as I am, because it has been quite a gloomy few months in the UK. But today I've been pondering about how intrinsically there's still a part of me that feels like this shy, awkward kid doing business, and I'm having to constantly put myself into difficult situations that I don't feel comfortable with. Now, that was probably before actually, but since I've been rewilding my business, I've definitely stopped doing that, and I'm kind of changing things so they really just fit more with myself, so I don't feel that kind of constant uncomfortable feeling. And I know part of business has been amazing to really expand and stretch myself and find, you know, find kind of areas that I am not great at and notice some improvements. But there are still core areas that I still always feel, I just feel that come really unnaturally to me. And the first one is selling. And the second one, I suppose, is networking, which is part of the same thing. And I suppose they're more the extrovert kind of out there parts of business, when there is a part of me that just wants to, you know, be in the woods creating and sharing authentically without having to do that. But the practical side of me knows that sometimes we do have to do things in business that are more difficult, because, you know, the overarching thing is to get my brand out there, and if I don't do some things, then that's not going to happen. So of course I can't just sit and be a hermit in the woods. But I notice now that even however much I try and do the sales stuff and, you know, the networking, I've been to networking and I still don't feel comfortable, even if I try. Well, you know, when someone asks me for my business card, sort of, even that I feel, I sort of shrink a little bit. And if someone maybe asks, oh, what do you do? I just really clam up and don't enjoy answering that question. Even when I've had that, you know, oh, come up with a stock answer. Even with that, it still feels quite uncomfortable still. So instead of keep beating myself up around it, which is what I used to do, I'm now just accepting that certain areas I find difficult and they don't come naturally. And why not lean into the things that I feel good at and that feel comfortable for me, which is creating, sharing, I suppose in the digital world as well, which is nice. Like I did a YouTube the other week and it just felt really amazing and I felt in the flow and I thought, this is what I enjoy. That feels so much easier than going to a networking event or forcing myself to keep doing things on social media that don't feel right, which I never actually have done. And I suppose it's a little bit like when you're a kid and, you know, you maybe want to be the kid inside drawing and making art, but you've been forced to play football. Or you're that kid who, you know, you don't want to be doing gymnastics, you want to be getting muddy outside in the dirt, but, you know, that comes naturally to you, but you're, you know, keep trying to force yourself to do gymnastics when really you'd be so much better kicking a football around, would be better. Whereas if you're the kid who needs to be doing art inside, going outside and trying to get better at football when you have zero aptitude for it or natural skill feels very counterintuitive. So I'm taking that approach a bit to my business, and I always have done, but I suppose I'm more I don't know, confident in myself and less so listening to what other people are telling me to do. I'm realizing why I always feel uncomfortable with those things, and instead of keep making myself do them, just look at, okay, if it doesn't feel great, why am I keep doing it when actually I could be using my energy on way better things. But also, obviously, I want to kind of work out how to do these things in my own way. I think that's a thing. So it's not like I would completely shy away from selling things. Of course, we have to sell and market ourselves. But I think what I've realised today is I want my approach to feel good for me. And I think what I realise is that's why I've loved branding so much, because my brand has really helped me show up when I feel uncomfortable. So yes, when I do give out a business card, I don't really do a great spiel, but I know that, like, if they go and look on my website or just see the brand and the business card that I've given them, they feel a bit more intrigued and connected and it stands out. So I don't have to do that hard sell. And then when people come on a client call or they inquire, they've already connected to my brand and they know what I'm all about, and that's come through a brand, as opposed to me having to talk it through and sell and do all that hard work. So I realised this week, I suppose it's always been there, but I realised, like, that's another reason why I've loved, like, having a strong brand and how it's really helped me. And I think it's part of the reason why I'm, yeah, better developing these semi-custom brand kits, because I love independent businesses, and I can see how much people struggle with a lot of this stuff, putting yourself out there. And I know how having a strong brand really helps people, and I've seen people who have bought brand kits or website templates for me, how, yeah, they just seem to start showing up a little bit differently, a little bit more confidently. And I think that's the thing with a brand, it supports you in the areas that you don't feel great at, but it also, it kind of does the hard energetic work for you as well. So, you know, you build something great at the start and it's like those strong roots, which I always talk about, always inspired by nature for these things. Those strong roots are like there all the time and help your tree grow. Whereas if you don't have the strong roots, it's a lot more work to grow. You've got to put a lot more effort into the marketing, into the selling. And ultimately for me, I know I would have to do a lot more networking and things like that. But great brand and great website have done so much of the hard work for me. And it does take a bit of time, of course, to form that at the start. But which is why, yeah, sort of forming these brand kits, I thought this is going to take the hard work out of it for people so they can focus on what they do best and not have to feel like it's an uphill slog all the time. And I think the other thing is, if I naturally do feel a little bit more unconfident sharing, actually the brand gives me a bit more confidence. Like, I'm really proud to share it. And when people have said that they really connect with my brand, they went on loads of websites and they just love that thing. And that's the same with what the brand kits I feel are going to do. They're going to just give that connection to people and like, oh wow, this person looks different to all those other people. So instead of having to do the hard sell, which I do find difficult, it does the hard work for me. So that's what I've been musing today. And do share with me if you feel like, you know, you part of you feels like this shy, awkward kid still in business, like a bit of a, I don't want to say an imposter, but I think the big sort of big, powerful, high-powered entrepreneurs that we're constantly bombarded with, to me, I thought, gosh, I'm so unlike those people. So I'm trying to work out my way of doing business, which is a bit slower, a bit more quiet, a bit kind of more thoughtful. It might not kind of make such a big splash at the start, but that's what I'm prefer kind of growing slowly and in line with my values. And it makes sense why I always found sales calls really difficult, because I always felt kind of uncomfortable doing them. So yeah, part of my move towards more kind of products that people can buy and services like that, it just takes the salesiness out of it, I suppose. People come, they enjoy it, and then, you know, they choose to work with me or not. And I think that's more about the kind of discovery and the attraction. That's my voice note today on rewilding, kind of looking at which areas you find difficult, and really, have you set your business up to suit what you're good at? And or you keep pushing yourself to do things that intrinsically you're actually not great at and you find really difficult. And for me, I suppose I'd much rather record a YouTube video or write an email than go to a networking event. And I feel like that's going to do harder work for me. But if you're, some people are just absolutely phenomenal at networking and sales, and I watch them in awe. But I know that's not me, and I never seem to be able to be that person. So what's the point of forcing it? And I think it gives you, definitely, I felt like an internal stress constantly, almost like I'm pushing myself too much constantly to try and be someone I'm not in business, like this big agency. And I want to record another, probably do a video note on this, how I've kind of actively avoided the big traditional design agency model and why it really doesn't fit with me. And why, yeah, my approach from even more kind of shifting away from that. But that's a whole nother story, which I will share about we'll share about more. But yes, thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed. Hopefully you can hear some of the nice birds tweeting, so I'm going to continue on my walk and just soak up a bit of the sunshine. But yes, do share with me if you feel that any of the same things and I'll also pop the links to my brand kits as well if you want to explore them and kind of see how they work. So until next time from the wilderness, I'll be in touch soon.